Last week I told you I thought it would be a red week in the US markets and even maybe a bad one, real bad one. Nasdaq fell 2.63% last week, Dow Jones fell more than 2%, so it became a red week. But this week, however, I think it will be a green week in the US markets and even maybe a very green one. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim, or Sam Jim, and this time I'm in Norway. That makes for bad sound quality, that makes for bad image quality, so make this podcast a very short one. As you know, I'm currently sitting in Occidental for a $1,000 challenge, but this week I plan to change that, so if you want to know what I will do, have to wait till the end of the podcast. But as I said, I promise it will be a short one. I already gave you the main content. I think it will be a green week in the US market, and here is the reasoning why. From the technical side of things, we can see that Nasdaq is in a falling trend. It is at the very bottom of the falling trend. It's oversold on the relative strength index. It's turning up, even finding pivot bottoms. And these things from a technical side indicates that it should go upwards. Very little resistance upwards to 13,000 makes me believe that it can be, as I said, a good one indeed. Doesn't change the fact that we are in a falling trend. Doesn't change the fact that things doesn't look very well in the long term. But for the short term picture, things look good. And as we know, things can change. And if we dive into the buy signals and we dive all the way back to COVID times when buy signals were super low and I told you this is the opportunity you've been waiting for, I got all in and had a party. I think we see somewhat the same thing for this week. Could even be a few more weeks, I'm not sure yet. But for sure, we are at a place where there should be a huge upside. Because across all signals, we are down to 16% buy signals across the world. And if we go to Nasdaq, it's down at 8. And last time we had a huge upturn in the markets. That was after the huge scare of COVID when things started to go down. Buy signals at Nasdaq was down at 7%. Dow Jones, for instance, New York Stock Exchange is at 7%. Super low. And even London down at 9. These are levels which speaks for a short-term upside. And as I told you, even the technical picture in the chart are used for the same. But I have warned you, when things are this low, they can fall even faster. So in general, we have to look at what are the things that can push the market into a frantic scares. In the long and the big pictures, there are many things happening. One of these very negative things is all the money printing, all the issuing bonds, etc. These things will keep a pressure on the market. And there's one number you can follow to check how that status is, and that is the 10-year treasury yield. And you heard me say over and over again, as long as this one goes up, market will go down. And it's I was very correct in the very beginning when I told you it will go sky high. Everyone said it will now stop when it was at 2, when it was at 3, when it was at 4 last week. It was topping up to 5. Currently, it's sitting at 4.84, but I think it will very soon pass 5 again. So for the long-term pictures, these things still remain negative, and we have all the geopolitical issues. But we got used to the Ukraine war, the scare slowly faded, we are living with it now. And the same thing is slowly happening in the Middle East. Things can come out of the blue, it can escalate much harder, but so far it's somewhat steady. And I believe markets being this low and we getting used to things argues for a higher upside. There is one thing, of course, that can change everything. That is Fed talk on Wednesday, but everyone expects Powell to say that he will not change interest rates on Fed on Wednesday, but that he will is open to do one more during this year. Middle of December is the expectations. And I believe that to be the case. I don't think that he will increase the interest rates this week, but he will be on the bit more a hawkish side. And he has to be, because the government is spending more and more money. They are just pushing the billions and the trillions out in the market, keeping the buying pressure up. And we even saw the UA strike for the workers in Ford, GM, etc., auto industry workers, and the salary increase they got recently, all of these things will keep an upwards pressure on the prices. And energy being sky high doesn't argue for any release in on the energy side. Oil currently trading at $84, and the Middle East conflict argues for even higher oil prices. I will repeat what I've been saying now for almost an eternity, I feel. Oil, gold, and war is the place you want to be, and they are continue to doing good. I saw Northrop Grumman had a huge increase in their stock prices, and the dividends are just super. Gold past 2000 last week, was up at 2030, I think, currently sitting at $2,005. So again, we're over 2000. Very strange that the experts said that it will go down to 1600, pushing the other way. But as I told you, gold is a safe haven, and even Bitcoin been moving, was up at 35,000, currently sitting at $34,000. So I don't think Fed will change anything this week. I think that we are a bit used to the Middle East war, so unless that escalates, or some of the major earnings, because it will be an earnings week. We will have McDonald's today, we will have Western Digital today. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we will have AMD, Pfizer, First Solar. On Wednesday, we'll have Airbnb. On Thursday, we'll have Apple, which will be one that everyone will follow. But the expectations is that Apple is struggling a bit. You'll have Moderna, Palantir, GoDaddy, and Dropbox also on Thursday. These numbers can, of course, change the market. But the fact, the main fact is, as I said, things are at the very, very lower end of the trend, oversold on the relative strength index. The buy signals are as low as we can be. Usually from this point, it's only an upside. And I think Nasdaq may even touch 13,000 plus this week. I am prepared for a good week in the US markets. So let's not make more fuss about that. That will be this week's conclusion. I think it will be a good week, and I think that you will see a huge upturn in most stocks. Actually, I think that you can pick more or less any stock, and it should be somewhat good bet. For the $1,000 challenge, you heard me say last week, I thought it would be a red week. I want to stay in Occidental because I think that oil will hold good while market will do bad. But Occidental fell a little last week, currently sitting at 62.33. So I am down 1.77% since I bought Occidental at 63.35. We've been up, we've been down. In general, we are more up than the markets because over these few weeks. And Nasdaq is down by the time that we had Occidental. Nasdaq is actually down almost 6%. While I sit with a 1.77% loss in the Occidental. And as I told you again, over and over again, reduce your losses, increase your gains. That is how we will win. Of course, I wish it was different that I picked one rally, because we are here to double and triple and quadruple our money, not to do small percentages. So far, it's going very slow, but it's been a hard market. This week, I aim to do a change. And that is, I will try to sell Occidental today and get into NIO. I think NIO has a huge upside in the short-term picture before heading down. It will be a speculative trade, but this is the high-risk portfolio. Currently, we are sitting somewhere around 7-8% profit, but that doesn't help. I want to double the money before Christmas. I have to take a few chances, and I'm pretty sure that oil, unless that it blows out the full war with Iran, oil will not move very fast this week. I want to use what I think is a huge momentum in the market for a short upside. So I will bet on NIO. So I will try to sell Occidental at opening, get NIO somewhat early at opening. Hopefully none of them will run too fast in either direction, that I will get into somewhere where they are as we speak. I believe, given good market, we can see NIO go up from 7 to 10. I hope that will be the case. At least I will try to squeeze out 10 to 15% or more in NIO over the coming week. Next week, we will know if I was right or wrong from time to time. I'm wrong, of course, like everyone. The thing is, I want to have the risk, and you should not follow unless you are able to take the risk, because markets are on the edge, heavily oversold. Doesn't mean that they have to go up, they can still go down, and they can go very fast down. You just need something to ignite it. But overall, as I said, that will be the end of the podcast. I believe you're heading for a green week. Next week I will be back in Vilnius, hopefully with better sound quality, better image quality, but most of all,